In this book too?
Nun Hey. Shorten the life of a person. Mm-hmm. Before the Gemara said, does make you live long. Now the Gemara says, what are the three things that shorten the life of a person? So it says, a person was given a Sefer Torah to read, and he didn't read. In other words, as the Mefarshim explain, a person who, they give him a Sefer Torah to read, but he's too arrogant. In the olden times, they didn't have chumashim, number one. And also, when they gave a Sefer Torah, by Aliyah, they gave you a Sefer Torah to read. So he said, if a person was too arrogant to read from a Sefer Torah, also, v'mi shenayz, okay, or keshel bracha levarech v'ena mevarech, or somebody is given a keshel bracha to lead the benching and he doesn't. And the third person is a manigatmi berabonis, a person who assumes authority, you know, the controlling people. So all these things, three types of people don't live longer. The Gemara is going to explain. 1 second. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to learn it out from Psukim, that how do we know that these things shorten the life of a person? So he says, say, for Torah, look at his vein of Torah, because it says concerning the Torah, the Torah is your life, and it makes you live long. So obviously, if you don't read, refuse to read, it shortens your life. If one is given a cup to lead the benching and he doesn't, because it says, those that bless you, I will bless. And because you don't want to bless others, it means you won't get blessed. It means you won't get blessed, you won't live long. And a person that likes to be in control, so to speak. So it says, where do we see that that's a source of not living long? Because Rav Chama said, why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because the Pasuk says, that like Rashi says, the Yosef died first and then the brothers. So why did Yosef die first? Because he acted like a thing of authority. Okay, other Mefarshim learn that the reason why Yosef died 10 years earlier was because he heard Yaakov being called my master.
Yes, yes.
But it also, the Gemara says, because it's also because he acted like Rabbanus.
But he was.
Huh?
Oh, but he was.
Yeah. But that shortens your life. Dealing with people. Shortens your life. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda said the name of Rab. Shleisha Dvarim, Shleisha, three things, Tzricha and Achmim, need mercy from Hashem to be able to handle it. What are the three things? Melech Tev, a good king, needs mercy from Hashem. Shana Tev, to have a good year. And also Chalem Tev, and to have a good dream. In other words, as Mefarshim explained, you really have to daven for everything. But, like it says, that Rashi says, that these only have permission to come from Hashem himself. Of course, you have to daven everything to Hashem. But these three things, especially, the, so to speak, the key, is in Hashem's hand. So the Gemara says, Melech Tev, how do I know that a good king needs the additional mercy of Hashem? Because it says, Pal Gemayim, like streams of water, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem, the heart of a king is in the hand of Hashem. There's also another passage they always called Lev Malachim V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. Mm-hmm. That the hands of God, kings are always in the hands of God. Shana Teva Dechsiv, how do we know a good year that you need the special bracha from Hashem? Because the passage says, Tamed Eini Hashem Alekechaba, concerning the land of Eretz Yisrael, it says constantly the eyes of Hashem, Adiyah Mereshah Sashana V'Arach V'Shana, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. So you see that Hashem is there constantly. Chalem Tev, how do you know that the good dream also needs the mercy of Hashem? Because it says, "Vatachlimeni vatchayeni," you make me dream and give me life. So you see that the dream, because the Gemara, now a lot of the Gemara is going to go into this whole thing of dreams. The Gemara is actually patient and discuss dreams. Okay, then it says, "Amar Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon and said, Shleishet dvarim machiras aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmi." Three things Hashem himself proclaims. Mm-hmm. It's not up to anybody else, it's up to Hashem himself. Ve'elayin, these are the three things. Urava, there will be a hunger. Seveya, there will be a plenty. Or Parnas Tev, a good leader. These things are mamish straight to Hashem himself. So he says, where do we see these three things? Rav dichsev hunger, because it says, Ki kara Hashem l'rav, Hashem called for a famine. So you see, Hashem is the one that calls it. Seveya dichsev, v'karasi l'adogon, Hashem said, I called to the grain, v'beisi esi, I multiplied it. Parnas Tev, a good leader, because it says, v'yadavir Hashem al Meisha, v'rei karasi b'shem b'tzalot. Look, that I called in the name of Bezalel. So you see that the concept of Bezalel, leader, is up to Hashem himself. Am Rabbi Yitzchak said, Em amidim panis al atzibur, you don't appoint a leader over a community, elem kein nimlachem betzibur, unless if you consult the community that they should agree with it.
Bezalel was not a parnas, it was he was an artist.
Yeah, but we'll soon see that he was more than just an artist. He organized the whole Mishkan, which was the revelation of Hashem in the world. So it was more than Stam.
Spiritual.
Okay. Now it says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry. Okay. Now how do we know? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Mamidim Panas al Tzibor, Elmke Nichna Numlachim B'Tzibor. How do we know this? Because it says, "Rukar Hashem b'Shem Bezalel." Hashem proclaimed the name of Bezalel. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Meisha. Meisha, Hashem said to Meisha, "Meisha, Hagen Alecha Bezalel." Is you think Bezalel is good for the job? Hashem asked him, "You think Bezalel is good?" Amar Leisa, Meisha Rabbeinu said to Hashem, "Rabbeinu Shalelam, Im Lefanecha Hagen. If he's good enough for you, Lefanei Lekoshkei, he's not good enough for me. If you think he's worthy, what do you think? I'm going to think he's not worthy." Afal b'kein, so Hashem said to him, nevertheless, lechem merlehem, go tell the Yidin. Ask the Yidin if Bezalel is good for the job. Halach v'amar lehem, so he left and he said to them, the Yisrael, hogam aleichem Bezalel, tell me, Bezalel is good for you. Amar lehi, they said to him, Meisha Rabbeinu, im lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's good before Hashem, ulefanechu hogan, he's good before you, lefaneinu lekoshkein, before us he's not. I mean, but you see, nevertheless, that they discussed it. They still discussed it with the Yidden. Amr of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yenison. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said, "Name of Rabbi Yenison." You know, put a pause a second. Okay. Gemara says, "Amr of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yenison." Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said, "Name of Rabbi Yenison." Bezalel. Why was his name Bezalel? Hashem Shachmasin Nikra. He was called on his wisdom. Bezalel means like in the shadow of God. He was called Bezalel because of his wisdom. Where do we see he was so smart, so to speak? When Hashem said to Meisha, Lecha mer leBezalel, go tell Bezalel, Asei li mishkan adam vekelim, make for me a mishkan, and listen to the order. Hashem said to Meisha, I want a mishkan, I want the ark, and I want kelim. What did he say first to do? The mishkan. Halach Meisha v'af, Meisha Rabbeinu went and reversed the order. He said, "Also Arin v'kelim u'mishkan." Meisha said to Bezalel, "I want you to make the ark, the vessels, and then the mishkan." Amalei Bezalel said to Meisha, "Meisha Rabbeinu, min haga shaleilam." Most normal people, on the bein of bayis, first you have to build a house. V'achar kach machnas l'tzeicha kelim. Then you can put the kelim in. If I make the kelim, where are we going to put them? Mm-hmm. First you make a house. Mm-hmm. Then you... he tells Meisha, why are you telling me to make the vessels first and then the building? Mm-hmm. I should make the building first. But Ata Emily, and you're telling me, Aseli Arin v'kelim u'mishkan, make the order the opposite. Kelim shani eise, the vessels that I'm going to make, le'echen achnisim, where should I put them? So he says, Shema kach amalei l'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bezalel said to Meisha, maybe God told you the opposite order. Asu mishkan arim v'kelim. So the Gemara says, amalei Meisha, Meisha Benu says, Shema Bezalel kela yisav yadaita. Maybe you're in the shadow of God that you understood this. He said, you're right. Rashi brings this down, by the way, in Chumash.
But it says that, v'yimalei oto ruach Elohim, v'chokma v'ruach hu v'tuna. So he... It was inspired prior to Moshe, I guess.
The Mefarshim ask, he brings down over here, the Mefarshim ask a very simple question. Why Taka the Mesha changed the order? Yeah. Hashem said first the Mishkan, and also Mesha Benu is also a very smart man. Mesha Benu knows first you make a house and then you put the furniture in. Mm-hmm. So why did Mesha Benu tell Bezal to change the order? So there's one answer.
Big job.
Did not. So he says to test Bezalel to see if he's going to have the divine inspiration to understand that Hashem said differently. Why? Because that was the way he would be able to prove him to the Jewish people. Bezalel at that time, I forgot the exact date, he was either 10 years old, he was under bar mitzvah when Bezalel became, they make a cheshbon, Pasha, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Chur was Miriam's son. Mm-hmm. Miriam's son. And he was Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. He was mamish, a little kid. But also they quote over here the Mashah. Look in the Mashah. The Mashah says another reason also. No, it doesn't discuss it here. No. I mean, no. Simply, it was because he wanted to test him. Okay, then the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, the same name of Rav. Yedai ha'yu Bezalel, Bezalel nu the tzad of Asius to combine the letters shenivur bam shemayim va'aris." There's a book called Sefer Yetzira. It's the book of creation, and this Sefer Yetzira, basically, what we would call Kabbalah, is to show how Hashem combined the letters of heaven and earth, and the letters of the Aleph base to be able to make Shemayim Varis. Really, the Altrebbe hints to in Shayich of Amunah, in Tanya, the Altrebbe discusses that everything in the world is created with the Hebrew language. So there are certain words that are clearly mentioned, like Shemayim Varis. Yeah, but everything has the power of Hashem in it. So let's say the word Shulchan, table, or Evan. The Altrebbe uses the example of it. It doesn't say in creation, let there be a stone. So yet, Hashem combined letters and numerical values and acronyms and all that. Hashem combined the letters to create the world. So it says, Bezalel also knew how to do it. Bezalel also knew how to combine the letters that Hashem made heaven and earth with. So he says, Ksiva, how do we know? Because Ksiva, it says, Vayimale Eisei Ruach HaLekim, Hashem filled Bezalel with Ruach HaLekim, V'chochma betvuna bedas, with Chochma bin and das. So Hashem filled him up with. Uksiv Asim in another pasuk says Hashem Chachma Yased Eretz. Hashem with Chachma founded the earth. B'kainen Shemayim B'svuni established the heaven with Bina. So you see, Hashem created the world with Chachma and Bina, and Hashem gave Bezalel Chachma and Bina. So you see that Bezalel had the same understanding Hashem gave him of how to create heaven and earth. Okay, so then it says. Okay, so also the Mefarshim explain why is this relevant for him to know it? What's important for Bezalel to know it? Because just like the heaven and earth, the earth and the heavens are like Hashem's home, so is the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to create the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be similar to creation of the world, because the whole purpose of the creation was for the Mishkan. So therefore, Bezalel had to know how to formulate the letters and the words and so on. One more pasuk we left out. Ksiv, like it says in the pasuk, Bedaiti, with his knowledge, Tehemis Nivku, the depths were opened up. So you see that the Eibishter gave Bezalel the same Chochma and Bina that he created the heaven and earth with. Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nais in Chochma, Hashem only gives Chochma, the Misha Yesh Bechachm, the one that has it already. You know, you need a little chokhmah to get chokhmah. If you have no chokhmah, you're not going to get chokhmah. That's why it says even Shlomo HaMelech, when Hashem asked him what he wanted, Shlomo HaMelech was very smart already to know that what to pick was wisdom. Because if you have wisdom, you have everything. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech was smart enough to be able to pick the union of wisdom. So it says, how do we know that Hashem gives chokhmah only to somebody who's smart? Because it says in Daniel, Yav chokhmah selachachkimin, Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, umanda, and knowledge, liyadibina, to those that have understanding. So in other words, if you got it, you have a little bit, you can get more. If you don't have anything, you don't get anything. Shamer Avtachlifa bar Marava heard the statement. Vamrisa kamid Rababu, and he said it to Rababu. He said, Atun, you people, mehasim asnitalu. You learn it from a pasuk in Daniel, that Hashem gives wisdom to somebody who's smart. Mm-hmm. He says, Anam mehacham asnitalu. We learn it out from a different pasuk, because it says in the pasuk, by the building of the Mishkan, Ubalev kol chacham lev nasati chacham, in the heart of everybody. Okay, Amir Rav Chista said, Kol Chalem, let one dream, any dream, V'lei Tovis, but not a fast, not a dream of fasting. That's the worst type of a dream. So he says, because Rashi says, because whenever you have a dream, that it's the worst type of a dream, Rashi says. Okay, then it says, Amir Rav Chista said, Chalma delay mifashe, a dream that has not been interpreted. If you don't interpret the dream, ki gartud le mikari, it's like a letter that you don't read. It means you don't know what the letter is. A dream goes by the way it's interpreted. So therefore, if you have a good interpretation, but if you have no interpretation, it's like you have the letter and you don't know what it says in the letter. Amir Rav Chista said, le chalma tova makayim kula, a positive dream does not get fulfilled in its completeness. And a bad dream doesn't get fulfilled in its entirety. Every dream has foolish things in it. Rav Chista said, a bad dream is better than a good dream. So Rashi says, why is a bad dream better than a good dream? Because when you have a bad dream, you're going to do tshuva. So it's going to... The bad dream is forcing you to do tshuva. So if you do tshuva, it's better to have a bad dream than a good dream. V'amer Rav Chista said, Chel Mabisha, a bad dream, Ativuse Mistaya. Sadness is good enough for it. Chel Matova, if you have a good dream, Chedve Mistaya. The Simcha is good enough for it. In other words, like he says, when a person has a bad dream and they feel upset, that's the tshuva to get rid of the bad dream. When you have a good dream and you get happy about it, so the joy kills the dream.
It says
harav after those. Right. Okay. Rav Yosef said, Chal metova, a good dream, afilu ledidi, even for me, when I have a good dream, b'dichusim mefachtalei. I undo the dream with joy, with simcha. There's even when I get happy, even me, he says, I get a good dream, I feel good, I lose it. V'amir Rav Chista said, Chal Mabisha, a bad dream, Kasha Minagda, is even worse than getting malchus, lashes. Mm-hmm. And as Rashi says, your mental, emotional state is worse than the physical state. Lashes, you get physically hit. But this, you go crazy. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, "V'alikim asa Hashem made it sheyiru milfanav, that you should fear Him." So another, why did Hashem make this dream that you should have fear of Hashem? V'amar Rabbi Barachanam Rabbi Yechanan, what does this pasuk refer to? Zechalimra refers to a bad dream. In other words, the Eibishter is saying, why did Hashem make you have a bad dream that you should fear Him and do tshuva?
Isn't it an advance? Sot Hashem hatan le'reav. Only Yireh Hashem getting the dreams?
No, we'll learn later that the Fakert, it says, in Tanya it says that the reason why a person gets dreams is because the Neshama doesn't go up completely to heaven. and like it stays part way, so it's connected to the earth and it's not connected to the earth. And
we also learn that if you don't dream the whole 4 weeks,
the Gemara is going to talk about that. The Gemara says this here. A week, 2 weeks, whatever, without a dream, it's a bad sign.
Yes, sir.
The truth is, people dream a lot, they just don't remember them in the morning. They just don't remember what it is.
And you get upset even more.
But only if you're Nebuchadnezzar, you don't remember the dream. Okay, then it says, a Navi asher ite chaleim yisaper chaleim. A prophet with a dream tells a dream. That means when a prophet has a dream, he tells it. But with the one who speaks my words, speaks truth. What does it mean? And then the pasuk says, how can the chaff compared to the wheat? Nu'um Hashem, Hashem says. So the Gemara says, how does a dream get to the wheat and the chaff of the wheat? How do the two things connect? So it says, what it means is, k'shem she'yavshel abod b'li tevin, just like you cannot have a chaff without grain in it, kach evshel l'chalem b'li dvarim b'teilim. The same thing, any dream, dvarim b'teilim. In fact, this also when Yosef was dreaming, it says, Yaakov said to him, the shtusim in the dream, how can me and your mother come to bow to you if your mother's dead already? So he said, this is one of the things that was chalem with dvarim b'teilim. Amr Abrachia said, Chaleim afo pisha miksasi miskayim, a dream, even though half of it will become fulfilled, but kula ena miskayim, all of it for sure won't become fulfilled. So the Gemara says, me nolon. The Gemara says, how do you know this? From Yosef. Why? Because exactly what we just said. It says in the Pasuk, v'ina Hashemesh v'yareach, what did Yosef dream? Yosef dreamt that the sun and the moon are going to come and bow to me. So who's the sun and then the 11 stars? So the sun was Yaakov, the mother was Rachel. But he said, he shied to email Ahavis. But at that time, his mother already died. So Rashi says, an interesting argument between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi in Chumash says, so who's the mother? So Rashi says, the mother was Bilhah. Because Bilhah raised him after Rachel died, Bilhah took care of Yosef. But the Ramban argues in Rashi, and the Ramban in Chumash is interesting. Ramban, the Ramban says it can't be Bilhah. The Ramban learns that Bilhah died already before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, because you'll notice in the 70 people that came down to Mitzrayim, it says excluding Milvad Neshei B'nei Yaakov, excluding the wives of Yaakov's children. But none of Yaakov's wives are mentioned there. Not Leah, not Bill. And obviously, Leah for sure died before they came down to Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov said, I buried Leah in Maaseh Machpelah. So obviously, she died. And we don't find in Chumash that Yaakov left Egypt to go bury Leah. So Rachel died, Leah died, and Bill and Zilpah not mentioned.
Who was pregnant?
Huh?
Who was pregnant then?
Yocheved. And then Yocheved's mother.
Yocheved's mother, yeah.
Levi's wife. Mrs. Levy. Mrs. Levy. Levy's wife was pregnant with Yocheved. But it wasn't, according to the Ramban, he argues with Rashi. Rashi learns Bilhah was alive. And Bilhah was the one that the man is going to bow. Mm-hmm. Unless if you learn according to Rashi, that at the time of the dream, that was the woman in the moon in the dream, but eventually she died anyway before. But it's questionable. But the Ramban says clearly that Bilhah died before, Zilpah died before, everybody died before. Amr Rav Levi said, this is also, says, La'elam yitap adam l'chaleim tev adchav v'shon. A person should wait for a good dream to happen up to 22 years. If you have a good dream, it can take 22 years to happen. Where do we learn this from? Minolam miYosef. From Yosef. When Yosef had a dream that they're all coming to bow to him. From that dream until it actually happened, till Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, was 22 years. And the Gemara is now going to simple reckoning of it. Because it says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, and Ela told us Yaakov, these are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef ben 17 Shana. Yosef was 17. That means Yosef was 17 years old when Yaakov sent Yosef to the brothers to see how they're doing. That's when they sold him as a slave. when he was 17. Then the pasuk says, when Yosef became king, it says the Yosef ben Shleishim Shana va'amda lefnei Pari. The Yosef was 30 when he stood again from before Pari. So he was 17. One second. So he was 17 when he was sold, and he was in Egypt until he interpreted Pari's dream. 30. So how many years is that? 13. Now, min shibstiri atulasin, from 17, the Gemara just says, from 17 to 30, kamahava, how much is it? Tulasere, 13. Then, sheva de vitarti de kafna, then you had seven of the good, two of the hunger. Okay, that's the Metzias, because it says that when Yosef interpreted the dream, he became king right away, was 30. Then there were 7 years of plenty, so he was 37. Right? Then there were 2 years of hunger when Yaakov came down, which is 9. 9 and 13 is 22. So therefore, from the time, the Gemara just makes a simple, like we know, well, we know Yosef was away from his father 22 years. How do you get the cheshbon 22 years? This is the cheshbon everybody makes to show that Yosef was away from his father for 22 years. So you see, from the time Yosef dreamt his dream that everybody's going to bow down to him until it actually happened, took 22 years. So you can anticipate a good dream to happen up to 22 years. Then the Gemara says, Amr Avona, this old dream Gemara. Then it says, Amr Avona Ravuna said, La Adam Tev, a Madon Lechalim Tev. A good person, they don't show a good dream. La Adam Rata, a bad person, a Madon Lechalim Rat. They don't show a negative person, a negative dream. What they bring down over here, Rashi has a different version. Rashi's gears in the Gemara is, La Adam Tev, to a good person, they show him a bad dream. In other words, Rashi learns differently what the Gemara says. Our Gemara's version says that a good person, they don't show a good dream. That doesn't mean they show him a bad dream. Rashi's version of the Gemara, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean? That a good person, they show a bad dream. And a bad person, they show a good dream. So what's the explanation? Explanation very simple. Rashi says, a good person, they show him a bad dream, that he should do tshuva for the negative things that he did, and then he has a clean slate of good. A bad person, they show a good dream, that he should get excited, and that's the reward for the good things that he did. And then he's totally bad. So it's a good person, they show a bad dream to do tshuva, and a bad person, they show a good dream to give him the reward for the good. Then the Gemara says, Tanya nami hachi, kol shneisiv shol David, all the years of David HaMelech's life, meaning all the 70 years of David HaMelech lived, leirah chaleim teiv, he never saw a good dream. V'chol shneisiv shol achiteifel, and all the life of achiteifel was in Russia, leirah chaleim ra, he never saw a negative dream. So it says, you see, a good person never gets a good dream, and a bad person never gets a...
What? Should do it, should too. Should today.
Yeah, but speaking of person is completely wicked, Hashem wants to reward him in this world. Those were people, in fact, we'll soon see, that the people we really should have known that they should have done tshuva. What?
But he said the good people, Hashem lives upstairs, so they have good dreams, and the bad people stay in the middle, so they have bad dreams.
Depends. Obviously, this Gemara speaks about different types of dreams. Bechlal, this whole dream Gemara contradicts. You're going to see a lot of contradiction from different opinions. Obviously, there are different levels. According to Rashi, he gets a bad dream, but it's also coming from a high source, that he should do tshuva. So, in other words, the neshama goes all the way up, and because he's going to such a lofty place that they want him to do tshuva, they'll show him a bad dream. So it depends the levels of what you're speaking. You also find that great people, like it says in Sfarim, that when a great person learned during the day and they had a lot of questions remaining in the learning, and then they went to sleep. In the morning, when they woke up, they got answers to the questions. So it's explained, now how is that? Because when the neshama at night goes up, it's not limited anymore by the body. So it's able to get answers to the questions in Teda. If it was diligent in learning, it was really connected to it, it will get answers during the at night. Because the neshama is not restricted by the limitations of the body. So you see over there, I don't know if it's a dream, but it's something good.
Interesting. This morning was on a radio from Israel. I was listening to Hasidic care program. They talked almost about this, from the Tanya world, the Torah and the Shema.
Yeah.
By the way, 30 people were injured.
Okay. Anyway, it should be only good.
30 people were injured this morning.
So the Gemara asks the question. Baksiv, how do you say that good people have bad dreams and bad people have good dreams? Baksiv, it says in the Pasuk, that no evil will befall you. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? That you'll not have, which shouldn't confuse you. Not evil dreams. And not evil thoughts. This is all what we say in Vinayim, Yeshu B'Seisar. No plague should come to your tent. That it's a blessing that you will not find your wife in a doubtful state of anida when you come home from a journey. So the question is, you just got through saying that tzaddikim have bad dreams when the pasuk says God's not going to make you have a bad dream. So it's contradictory to what we just learned. So the Gemara says what it means is as follows, and this answers the question we just asked also. The tzaddik doesn't have the bad dream. But other people dream bad about the tzaddik. In other words, the tzaddik himself won't have the bad dream. But people might have a dream about... In other words, other people have a dream bad about the tzaddik. They tell the tzaddik the dream, so the tzaddik will do tshuva. So it'll be good for the tzaddik. But the tzaddik himself, Taka Pasuk says, will not have bad dreams. So the Gemara says, if he doesn't see it, though, you see, what's so good about it if he doesn't see it? So the Gemara answers, okay, so the Gemara says, and also, V'amed Abzeda. And Abzeda says, if the guy doesn't have any dreams whatsoever, the Gemara says, Amr Abzeda says, Kalan Shiva Yamin Balei Chaleim. Whoever sleeps 7 days, this is what you said, what Mesha said, Kalan Shiva Yamin Balei Chaleim, whoever sleeps 7 days without a dream, Nikra Ra is called bad. If you don't have a dream for 7 days, you're called Ra. Why? Because it says, Shenem Vesave Yolin Balipokid Ra. Simply it means, He will rest sated, he will have a good sleep, and he will not be visited by evil. So it says, Al tikra saveya. Don't read it saveya that he's full. El shava 7 days. Which means, v'shava yolin bal yipaket. If he'll sleep 7 days without being remembered, meaning in a dream, now he's called evil. So the Gemara answers, so how could you say a tzaddik has no dreams? If he doesn't have a dream for 7 days, he's called a rasha. So Gemara says, "Ahachi comment, this is what it means. The chaze, he sees dreams. The yada, my chaze, he doesn't know what he dreamt yet. In other words, he sees a dream, but basically he won't understand what he's seeing. He won't see that it's negative yet. But other people will be interpreted that it is negative, and that will get him to do tshuva. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami, Amar Rav Pedas Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Huna Bar Ami said, "Name Rav Pedas Amar Rav Yechanan." Harei Chaleim, if a person sees a dream, v'nafshi aguman, he's upset, he's depressed from the dream. Yelech v'yifterenu b'fnei shleisha, he should go and have it interpreted in front of three people. That's what's called the hatovas chalom. If you have a bad dream, you go to three people and they tell it, and you say, "I had a bad dream." It's in the siddur. And the people say to you, "No, you saw a good dream, you saw a good dream." Chal metova chazisa, you saw a good dream, a good dream, a good dream.
Preferable good friends.
So it says, what do you mean, yifterenu? The Gemara asks, We just said before, Rav Chisda said, Chama de Leimifsha, dream that has not been interpreted. Ki Garta de Leimikre. So therefore, it's like a letter you didn't read. So if the guy had a bad dream, on the contrary, don't interpret it, and nothing will happen. Because if you don't interpret the dream, we just said before in the Gemara, nothing's going to happen. So who cares? It just, a bad dream doesn't mean anything. So Gemara says, Ala'ema, what it means is, Yativana b'fnei shleisha. Let him not interpret it. Let them do good in front of the three people. That's the Gemara, what the Gemara says in here. And the Gemara says, Leisa tulasa, let him get three people, and he'll say to them, Chama tova chazoya, have a good dream. And they should answer him back, Tavahu v'tavah levi. It's good, and it may be good. Rachamana l'shavi l'tav. May the God make it taka good. Shevizim l'ligzer alach min shemaya. May be decreed upon you 7 times from heaven, they'll be good. V'yavetavah, may indeed be good. So in other words, the Gemara taka says, the Gemara's question, why, just don't interpret, it won't be bad, it won't be good. So the Gemara says, no. Because the Gemara's going to say later, a dream goes by the way you interpret it. So Gemara says, on the contrary, what you should do is go to three rabbis and tell, they should say it's a good dream. So then not only it won't be bad, it won't even be pirate, it will be good. Be transformed into something good.
Is that what's done now, or just to forget about it?
The best thing is to forget about it. But there are people that like to do this, if to make them feel good, they should do it.
And when they do, they say that it was a good dream.
Yeah. It's not in the, I don't think it's in the English Siddurim, it's in the small ones, you know, that have the, so over there it's a whole process of Tavat Cholim. You come to three people, it's a Bezdin, and you say this and this, and this is what happened, and.
Not everybody has
Cholim. But you don't do that.
Hmm?
You don't do that. You just ignore it.
If you want to go, if it doesn't bother you, the Gemara just says if it bothers you, go interpret. If it doesn't bother you, go home and sleep. Go back to sleep. I ignore it.